Last week, South Sudan announced the recruitment of Tanzania National Patrick Mugoya to head the National Revenue Authority. Government leaders hope Mugoya will boost the country's non-oil revenue collection amidst a collapsing economy. At a ceremony welcoming the new Commissioner General of the South Sudan Revenue Authority in Juba today, Benedict Kanu, the African Development Bank's country manager for South Sudan, said financial institutions should be transparent and accountable to the South Sudanese people.
What your partners would like to see is some systematic reporting. If you collect 5 shillings today, let it be known that 5 shillings was collected. If you could not collect 5 shillings, you collected only 3 shillings, let the people of South Sudan know you collected 3 shillings.
Mugoya is the second foreign national to head the National Revenue Authority. He succeeds Ghanaian national Olympio Atipo, who increased South Sudan's non-oil revenue collection by hundreds of millions of South Sudanese pounds. He collected 1 billion South Sudanese pounds and more than $9 million during a two-month period in 2019. Last year, Atipo was fired without explanation. Last month, South Sudan President Salva Kiir Mayardit fired long-term finance minister Salvatore Grang Mabiurdit in a presidential decree. Mabiurdit was the 8th finance minister dismissed by Kiir since 2011. Kiir also fired Erjuk Bulen, acting commissioner of the National Revenue Authority. Alien Nadohu, the United Nations Resident Coordinator in South Sudan, says proper public financial management is critical for the prosperity and development of South Sudan and called on government leaders to enact policies that will tightly regulate revenue collection and spending.
Managing public financial management in South Sudan is very key to the country's ability to recover and the country's own development going forward. When you talk about public financial management, there are two parts. One part is how you generate the revenue, which you generate as much as possible. The other part is how do you spend it. Either way, you have to do it in a way that is transparent, efficient, and also effective.
Garang Majak, first undersecretary of South Sudan's National Finance Ministry, says the new National Revenue Authority team will improve revenue collection so that the government will be able to pay civil servant salaries on time.
We're facing a lot of economic challenges, but with the new team, the new CG, the deputy commissioner of the NRA, Honorable Africano, they will make sure that sufficient and effective mechanisms are designed to collect sufficient revenues, to make sure that we prioritize our financial obligation.
The government of South Sudan has delayed paying civil servants their salaries for several months. Some civil servants say the last time they were paid their monthly salary was in April this year. The new finance minister and officials at the National Revenue Authority have vowed to pay government workers their salaries on time. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.